On today's episode of the Hot Nerd Podcast. Oh, wait. Hello. Howdy. Hi. Welcome, everybody. On today's episode, we're going to talk a bit about Work Is Done, Work Is Imagined, Black Line, Blue Line, Operational Reality versus Operational Fantasy. It's going to be a good time. So let's just jump right on. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at the Hop Nerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. Man, and am I glad to be here, and I'm glad that you are here too. Thanks for being a part of the show. You know that I'm going to tell you thank you, because it means the absolute world to me that you come and you hang out with me. It was just once a week when we first started, then it was a couple times a week, and then the pandemic made us all go a bit crazy, so then I was podcasting like a bunch every week. And then now we're back to doing two episodes a week, which is kind of cool, right? And you get the main show. This is the main podcast. But as a part of this, we've also started doing a Starting Points episode. You know Starting Points, right? Our operationally curious conversation starters. We have those available in card decks if you go to startingpointcards.com. They're cool, and I get a ton of feedback from the organizations that use them. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of those deployed around the globe. Doesn't that sound fancy? Deployed around the globe. People use them. Like, there are thousands and thousands of those card decks out there in people's hands, in employees' hands, in leaders' hands. And I get a lot of feedback, especially from leaders that are like, I love these stinking things. They're simple. They're easy. I can just shuffle them up or pick one that sounds interesting or pick one at random and then just go out and have a cool conversation with those nearest to the work, a conversation that is just focused on discovering operational reality, which is something that we're going to be talking a bit about today. But back to the Starting Points episode, every Sunday they come out. And the intent here is that they're short. They're little shorties. They're mini-sodes. Did I say that? Ooh, mini-sodes. They're mini-episodes, about 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes in length, if that, where we shuffle up a card deck or we pull out the web app that we've been working on a bit. We're in the initial phases of our Starting Points app here, too, which you can check out. I think it's at startingpoints.app. I know I couldn't make the domains any more confusing, but you got to go with what you got available, right? Back to us, Work Is Done, Work Is Imagined, the reality of work that we're getting to. Huh? You like that? That's pretty good. You got to work with what you got. You got to adapt your way through. You got to figure it out. Yeah. See, pretty slick, huh? But we take that card deck or we go into the web app and we shuffle that up and we pull a card at random. And then we provide you, I provide you with an operationally curious conversation starter, a starting point for the week, a question that if you want to, you can take that question and then go be curious throughout the week in your organization and more than likely find some really interesting stories, find some really interesting operational information. Now, there are a few key ideas here, though. It's got to be with good intent. You got to start with trust, all the kind of basic things that we start with. Hold on, wait, do you hear it? I live right next door to Luke Air Force Base, if anybody's wondering. That is the sound of freedom as that passes over. Get a nice rumble in your ears. That is some type of flight training. I can see it out the window. It looks like dogfighting. It's pretty stinking cool to get to see that out your window every day. But you can take that question and you can go have an operationally curious conversation and you can learn something. And back to, I guess, where I was going is, it has to be well-intended operational curiosity. You have to be going out there with the only intent of discovering more, of learning more about normal, everyday, usually successful work. And then I put a challenge there where you can send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and let me know what you learned. Let me know how it worked out for you. I would love to hear some of the stories about how you're putting those questions to good use. Or I'm posting these things over on LinkedIn too, little video episodes of it and reminders that they're coming out. Of course we are. They're there. There's a video element to that. But if you come up with some cool stuff, go comment it over there on the post. That's a great way to watch them too if you don't want to tune in right here on the main podcast. You can go watch it on LinkedIn and YouTube and anywhere else that we tend to put videos once a week, every Sunday. So check it out. I've already got some feedback on that, and people tend to like it. They like it, love it. They want to have more of it. So every Sunday you're getting that mini-sode. So other than that, only other updates that I've got for you. Check out our online learning. So we have the basics of human and organizational performance and learning teams over at thehopnerd.com. Just click on online learning at the top. I mentioned starting points. Make sure that you check out 10 ideas to make safety suck less. The book is available most places that you find books. The easiest way to get a hold of it is on Amazon. Or if you're interested in Hop Basics, if you purchase the Hop Basics course, you get a free little ebook copy, a downloadable copy of 10 ideas to make safety suck less as a part of that, along with a bunch of other downloads there too. What else is there? Hop and operational learning in Las Vegas. It's coming up. It's like right around the corner. There's some seats left. If you want to get in on this action, it's going to be fun. It's me and my buddy, Steve Scott. Steve is just an amazing hop practitioner. And you probably know Steve through his work in the human and organizational performance world, in the community. And in particular, Steve does this really cool thing where he does these hop calls like once a month or something like that. I've not seen them here lately, but they've been happening for some years now, I think. And they're awesome. They're just agendaless conversations where a bunch of folks get together and talk about human and organizational performance. So Steve is a rock star, and I'm so pumped to get to spend a bit of time with Steve bringing you this workshop. 2 days in Las Vegas, October 8th and 9th. We've got a nice little venue about 6 minutes away from the airport. And I know we didn't do it on the Strip because some organizations, I worked for one of those too, they get a little bit weird about sending employees to Vegas. What the heck am I doing sending you to Las Vegas for a 2-day workshop? You're going to stay there for what the heck? Yeah, so we didn't do it on the Strip. It's back off the Strip a little bit, but it's close to the airport, and I calculated it's about 10 minutes to the Strip, so it's not far. You could still stay in a nice sweet spot right in between, or stay on the Strip and commute over, and it's sort of in the middle of the week, so you can travel on a Monday. I think it's a Tuesday and Wednesday, so you could travel on a Monday, do the workshop Tuesday, Wednesday, and then in the middle of the week, you can stretch that bad boy into a long weekend and enjoy the beautiful and fabulous Las Vegas for an extended stay. So there's that happening. If you're listening to this, when you're listening to this, I should be at the Arizona ASSP Chapter PDC, AZASSP PDC something conference. I'm doing a keynote over there. Really looking forward to getting to do that in my backyard. So if you're some of our Arizona fam, or if you're in that neck of the woods, you can go Google that and find out how to attend. It's on our website, too. If you go towards the center of the main page and just click public events, we tend to post that stuff there. You can see Hop and Operational Learning in Las Vegas there, too, if you want to check out the agenda or any of that stuff. And then what else do I have? Oh, man, I've got like a bunch of travel coming up this fall. So if you need a hand, let me know, thehopnerd@gmail.com. I help with everything from learning team facilitation and teaching workshops on Hop and learning teams, operational learning and general consulting and coaching and everything in between. I've been doing a bunch of keynotes lately, too. So if you're looking for your next keynote speaker, I would love to be him. I would love to be that person. Again, just thehopnerd@gmail.com, or check out the website, and you can see all the full list of services that we typically provide there. And last but not least, I got to hang out with Murray Ritchie. Murray was in Phoenix, and I got to cruise over and hang out with Murray. Murray, I need to get you on the podcast. If you're listening to this, I'm going to send you a LinkedIn message here in a little bit. We didn't podcast. We just hung out, which is, I think, what we were both shooting for. We just hung out. Murray was here. They were passing through for a couple weeks, and we got to go over, and Jarell and I, we went over and just spent some cool time with him, having some great conversations. He gave me a copy of his book, which you should check out as well. I gave him a copy of 10 Ideas, and then we signed those, but it was cool. It was just a fun time. So thanks for hanging out, Murray. I genuinely appreciate it. And with all of that being said, our little update, let's jump right into the main part of our episode. Ah. All righty. I've got my cold brew here. Here we go. Hold on. I'm drinking a bit of the Starbucks concentrate, you know, the little concentrate that you buy in the grocery store. I've been super busy, so I've not been going out in the mornings and grabbing coffee, which is a good thing. That's always a good thing for your wallet. So I've been picking up, I've mentioned before, I've been picking up Wandering Bear, and I've been getting these different like pre-made cold brews, and I'm finding some good ones. If you're interested in those, you can go over to the Hop Nerd Sideshow. We do a cold brew review every single episode, and then we do a what's on the shelf every single episode, where we talk about all the clutter that exists around me and in my office here and some of the stories behind those. The Sideshow is all about everything else. It's not work. So as we have guests, I'm slowly starting to acquire interviews with folks about not hop and safety stuff, just about who they are and just interesting conversations. So if that sounds like something that would interest you, if that sounds like something that you're into, if you're looking for a break from all the safety and hop and learning and improvement chatter, it's a great little refresher. It's a great little place, just refreshment, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, it's a nice little hangout. So if you're looking for something else, check that out. You just have to search the Hop Nerd Sideshow on any place that you find this podcast, and you'll see it there. It's right there. So go check it out and let me know what you think about it. On today's episode, we're talking about work as done versus work as imagined. And so this is still in the vein of our back to the basics. I think we're on 5 or 6. I don't know what I'm going to call this episode, if I'm going to actually label it as back to the basics. But I wanted to have a really quick discussion for folks that maybe been around a minute, or folks that are brand new to the show, around work as done versus work as imagined. As we refer to it a lot of times, black line, blue line. A lot of the stuff that I post and write about, I talk about operational reality versus operational make-believe or operational fantasy, which is a little maybe too pointed, but that's really what it is, right? It's what actually happens and how we think things happen. To me, operational reality is that's the way we get things done around here. That's the way that we make normal, everyday, usually successful work happen. How we get things done around here. The blue line. The black line is work as imagined. The blue line is work as done. The black line, our policies, our rules, our procedures, our plans, and the like, while being needed, necessary, and even sometimes pretty stinking useful to us in getting work done when they're built with the folks that actually have to use them, folks that have operational reality. Those plans, procedures, rules, policies, that black line, it's never our true operational reality. It's work as imagined. It's never the true story of work. It's never the reality of work. Our employees, those that GSD, and we know GSD, get shit done. Our employees near the sharp end, nearest to the sharp end, those that are actually out there GSD-ing, those that are getting shit done-ing, I guess, are masters of the blue line. They constantly adapt their way through the work world that surrounds them, navigating this constantly changing, swirling, and evolving mixture of plans and rules and policies and procedures and the schedule and the budget and that coworker Bob or that contractor Bob and the public, and that thing never works right. And every time I press that button, I don't know what it's going to do, but we got to press it because we got to get this done. And oh my God, I opened this thing and it's full of snakes. Why are there so many snakes in here? My God, how are so many freaking snakes inside of this thing? Listen, I'm coming to you from Arizona. Snakes inside of a something is always an option. Navigating their way through the weather and on. As the famous Todd Conklin says, and I always loved this from Todd, being as safe as they need to be, because that makes a ton of sense to us as people, without being overly safe, because that seems wasteful and not all that useful and probably kind of dumb, and it probably is, in order to get work done. And they're almost always successful at it. Our employees navigate their way through this work world that surrounds them, adapting their way through, figuring stuff out, making good work happen. Right? Our organizations are built of great people with great intentions, doing great work, creating mostly good outcomes as they adapt their way through this work world that surrounds them. They almost always get it right. These adaptations, this blue line, it's ever present. Just like error is ever present, these adaptations are always there in successful work, in highly successful work, in unsuccessful work, in highly unsuccessful work. These things are always there. But these adaptations, this blue line, these adaptations, they're not just there. They're not just ever-present. They're not benign. In our complex and complicated work worlds, VUCA worlds, work worlds chock full of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity, we actually depend on these adaptations. Our organizations depend on these adaptations for things to go well, for good work to happen, for work to go right. And tying this a bit into learning and improving, if we would seek to understand this normal, everyday, usually successful work, work that almost always goes right, as much as we seek to understand the anomaly of unsuccessful work, and unsuccessful work is the anomaly, our organizations almost exclusively create safe and stable work. At the very least, work goes way more right than work ever goes wrong. If we would seek to understand this normal, everyday, usually successful work, as much as we seek to understand the anomaly of work going wrong, we'd find a lot of opportunities to improve things, and we would find a lot of opportunities to improve things pre-event. When we seek to understand this story of normal work, this black line, blue line, this work as done versus work as imagined, seeking to understand operational reality, we would find opportunities. If we did that pre-event, seeking to understand the story of normal work, we would find opportunities to improve the setting that in which work takes place, to improve the condition, to improve the context, and we would find that opportunity a lot of times pre-event. When we invest all of our time into seeking to understand anomalies, we just understand anomalies. They are anomalies. Our next significant event, our next major production upset, operational upset, our next big quality something, our quality issue, quality escape, our next major environmental issue, our next serious injury, our next maiming, our next amputation, on our worst days, our next fatality hides right there. It hides right there in normal, everyday, usually successful work. So why? Why would we spend all of our time just understanding unsuccessful work? We shouldn't. And we're already really stinking good at that. I know. And when I say that, people go, we're not. What I mean by we're really stinking good at that is we're very deliberate at it, at the very least. When things go wrong, suddenly everyone's calendar is clear, right? You've been there. You've done that. I've been there. I've done that. All of a sudden, something even slightly goes wrong. And now all of a sudden, all of my meetings are canceled and I'm on a plane to the other side of the country, along with 14 executives and 32 other safety people, right? That's how that works. Unfortunately, we overreact. There's a whole other side conversation there to even some very minor things. But at the very least, we carve out that time and space. What I'm telling you is that we should carve out that time and space just as much, at least in equal parts. And in my opinion, even more so. But at the very least, an equal part we should carve out on the pre-event side of learning, seeking to understand work is done versus work is imagined. Learning teams and learning explorations and just asking more operationally curious questions and seeking to understand why work normally goes well, how work normally goes well. What are the key ingredients that we have present that helps make work normally go well? What do those key ingredients look like? What does a good day look like? And on and on. It's that old saying of what's happening when nothing's happening. The answer to that usually is a lot. There's usually a whole bunch. So we should seek to understand that context that surrounds work. We should seek to understand work is done versus work is imagined. Black line, blue line, as we said, how we think things happen, our plans, our rules, our policies, our procedures, and then the reality of what we got to do to get work done around here. And we know the basic, that operational reality lives nearest to the work. We have to understand that perspective because it is a matter of perspective. Those nearest to the work and those farther up our hierarchies and our organizations, they have two different and unique operational realities, two different and unique perspectives, two different and unique sets of information. Our employees, those at GSD, they have the greatest understanding of operational reality. They know where things work, where things don't work, where they have to make do, adapt, work around, overperform, underperform, bend the rules, sometimes even break the rules just to get work done and to get work done for you on behalf of the organization. They're not just out there doing this for shits and giggles. They're not just out there going, I don't like rules, I do what I want. That's not the majority of people. They're out there figuring stuff out, adapting their way through the work world that surrounds them, figuring their way through where they have to make do, work around, jump, crawl, bend, break the rules, bend the rules, and on and on and on and on and on. We have to seek to understand that operational reality from the masters of the blue line if our goal is to learn and improve. We have to understand work is done versus work is imagined, operational reality versus operational reality versus operational fantasy, if we want to stand a chance at making things better, putting a positive dent in things in our work worlds. That's all I've got for you today. Thanks for being here. I always, always, always appreciate it. I super duper appreciate it. Make sure you check out Hoppin' Operational Learning in Las Vegas. Check out Starting Points. And back to Hoppin' Operational Learning in Las Vegas. If you want to check that out, you can just go to thehopnerd.com/event. T, ends in a T, hopnerd.com/event. It has the agenda and all that kind of basic information that you'll need to fill out that request form if you are working with your organization to send you. We are doing some volume discounts for organizations because folks have asked. I think it's five plus. I think for five or more. I could be wrong. Reach out to Steve. If you want to just sign up, the easiest way to do that to secure your seat now before they are gone is to send Steve an email. Steve Scott, steve@hopimprovement.com. He can let you know about the volume discounts if you're looking at something like that. Or if it's just you, yourself, and you, more than welcome. It's going to be a great opportunity to spend time with me and Steve and be part of a really cool workshop. But to me, I think the funnest part is it's just getting to have all these awesome conversations, sure, with me and Steve, but with everybody else too. Like, there's all kinds of industries going to be represented there and people at varying places on this hop journey. It's just going to be a really fun time. And then, of course, it's Vegas. So, yeah, we'll figure out some after-hours fun, some hangs. We'll go find a cold brew and maybe a cigar bar. I don't know. We'll do something fun. I'm certain. I'm absolutely certain of that. I might even bring in the podcast rig with me. I'm going to do a little podcast on location in the wild. We've not done it in the wild here in a minute. I think I'm overdue. That'll be a ton of fun. And check out the books. Check out the website if you need a hand this fall. You know how to get a hold of me, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, love you. Mean it. Bye, everybody. Bye. Listening, everybody, we greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hop Nerd Podcast, the Hop Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help of bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehopnerd.com or send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.